Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Full Time Devils Takeover podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We are here just after the show, and what I can tell you was, gents, we are with Jebby.
Hey, like Jedward. Sulfur's answer to Jedward.
Jay and Webby are here. They're with me for the next hour. Callers galore, lads.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all the media.
The show's been better than this intro, isn't it? I'm guessing. Yeah, I want to stick around.
We're not selling it, are we?
We're not selling it. Right, we're previewing Liverpool. We have a load of callers on that. We're talking about Ollie. We've got callers all the way from Norway who want to talk about how good he is. Thank you very much for downloading. Subscribe, please. Rate us 5 stars because you love us. To all the Man United fans as well. Get your predictions in on the podcast comment section about what you think Lee United against Liverpool would be. I'm Joe, bye-bye. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show, guys.
Enjoy the show.
More enthusiasm, Webby. Enjoy the show.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome to the Full Time Devils Takeover on Thursday night on XS Manchester. It is 6 o'clock, and from now till 7, we're talking all things Manchester United. Live across the world on YouTube as well. Go and check us out on the Full Time Devils page. Make sure you subscribe to them as well as giving us a call. It's the most important thing you can do tonight. You can get in touch and you can talk about all things Manchester United with what I like to call a stellar cast. Jay, hello, good evening.
Hi, mate, you okay?
Yes, and the wonderful Webby, Uncle Webby, will be sitting with us for the next
good
hour.
Good evening, Joe.
How are you?
Where my drink's gone.
What do you mean, you drink? Whatever you're drinking, make sure you just stick with XS Manchester. Yes. Hopefully it isn't something strong, although it could be. You can give us a call right now, 0345 111 7625. Make sure you get your calls in nice and early. I say this every week, but we do get mad busy and we want to speak to every single one of you. 0345 111 7625. Put in your comments on the comments section on YouTube, or if you're listening via the radio, 87711 on the text. Today is very simple. We're going to be reflecting on the Chelsea game, in the FA Cup and the next round of the FA Cup, and we're also going to be looking forward to the big match on Sunday. But whatever you want to talk about Manchester United-wise, just throw it in, give us a call, and we can get to your points ASAP. Like I said, we will start with Chelsea. Now, Jay, yes. You were on the Monday show. We do shows throughout the week here on Manchester Football Social. You were kind of, I wouldn't say 50-50, could go well for us at Stamford Bridge, but
yeah, I mean,
things turned out all right.
I felt confident-ish with that midfield. I always feel confident when it's Herrera, Matic and Pogba. I'll be honest with you, I didn't expect it to be that easy, because for me, I thought it was relatively easy. People talk about Chelsea's possession and the fact they had a lot of the ball, but how many clear-cut chances did they really have?
None.
How many times did Romero have to make a save? I can't recall any. I think there was one where he sort of, him and Shaw between him, kept it out. Mm. But by and large, I thought it was a decent professional dominating performance. Got the goals, let them have a lot of possession without really bothering us. And I think every man did his job and did it well.
I think you're looking at the game, Jay, 2-0. Obviously, you listen to their fans and they've not got that. They don't know what to do. You know, they're playing one way. You haven't got that. Hang on, it's going wrong. Let's change the system, you know. And if you're looking at, because they survived with their team selections, because that was probably their strongest team. You know, I thought they'd go a bit previous round, the keepers, etc. But obviously, it's a big game for them. And there's talk of them getting the sack of already. But if you're looking at it, 5 or 6, 7, 8 games ago, they'd not been beat like City. You know, that's what these Chelsea fans are like, and the owners up there, they want to win every game, and unfortunately, the bloke's never won a bowl of soup in his life, has he, wherever he's played, you know what I mean? So they need to give him a bit of time. Am I bothered? No. But it was a great performance by United, and it was topped off by Herrera, who I thought probably had his best game in the United shirt for me on Monday night.
Showed what he can do going forward as well, don't we? Always, when we think of Herrera, especially against Chelsea, we just think of him man-marking Eden Hazard.
How mature did he look?
He looked Herrera. Very mature. Yeah, that was a proper mature performance. That's what you want to see from your players. Someone like him, Herrera. He's been around quite a little while now. He has. He's not a kid. And he showed that he's you know, people are talking about him as captain material. You know my thoughts on Ander
Herrera.
You
love Herrera.
I absolutely love the bones of Ander Herrera. He's everything I want from a United player. And I love the fact that he winds up the opposition so much. But he showed the other side to his game. He wasn't just rolling around on the floor appealing for things or breaking down attacks. He was doing that. He was breaking down attacks, but he got forward. He got his goal. He was carrying the ball out of, you know, from our back line, if you will, forward as well, which he can do. And he just had a masterful performance. I thought it was a bit of a shock he didn't get man of the match.
It seemed to be everywhere the ball broke loose. It was coming to him like it was a magnet towards the ball. And like you're saying, if you look at his run for the goal, you know, that just summed up his performance for me.
It did, great header,
you know, and it was nothing better to win at Chelsea because, like I said in last week's show, we drew a victory there. We've had some good, decent performances down there and come away with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But we won, so we march on to the next round.
The passing as well. The cross as well, especially for Marcus Rashford, the cross, the way he curved it in for
unbelievable
for Pogba.
Unbelievable.
It was absolutely brilliant. I thought that was a superb cross.
Both crosses curvy as you like. Right, absolutely. MJ is on the line. Like I say, this
the
is
MJ.
All about MJ, not the MJ. MJ Middlesbrough, what do you want to talk about today, mate?
I wanted to talk about the current bid regarding the Saudis taking over Manchester United.
Okay. Oh yeah. So this is the rumours that are floating around on Twitter that there could be a different party coming in to buy United.
Yeah.
And what is it you'd like to say about it?
I just hopefully I'm hoping that it is true because to be honest, I can't wait to, see the back of the Glazers. Obviously, if you look at how much they brought the club and the loans that they took out on the club, and, it's been nearly 14 years since they've took over the club. I think we've still got a debt over $300 million in debt. They've took over £1 billion out of the club. And I've been seeing people all over Twitter and online saying, oh, we shouldn't really, if Man United do decide to sell, the Glazers do decide to sell to the Saudis, that we shouldn't sell to them because, you know, they've got a lot of issues with human rights and all this. But, you know, the Glazers are squeaky clean.
So you think it's just time for you as a United fan, it's time for a change?
I think it's definitely time for a change. I think it's long overdue. The Glazers, they're just milking the club. You know, the last three transfer windows, if you look at all the money that they've spent, it's hardly anything. You know, we've got teams that have just been promoted, spending more than Man United. Although I do say sometimes it's not about just spending the money. It's about spending it on getting the right players in at the right time for the right positions. That's what I always believe in. But, you know, when you see teams like Everton spending more money than those Wolves, it's getting ridiculous. Like, they're not even, like, Man United is the biggest, revenue, like, the amount of money that we generate and the amount of money that we're spending, it's ridiculous.
MJ, thank you for your call, mate. The first call on tonight's full-time Devils takeover. Like I say, you can call about anything. MJ wanted to talk about the ownership. We've got a guy on now, Immy. Hello, Immy. He wants to go back to the Chelsea game. We'll still reflect on that in this section if you've got thoughts on Chelsea. Hello, Immy. You okay, mate?
Good evening. How's everyone?
Exactly. Very, very well. Okay. Thank you for giving us a call, mate. You want to talk about Chelsea?
Yeah, first of all, obviously I was at the game on Monday, and just big shout out to all the Reds, fantastic atmosphere. It was buzzing, the van was buzzing, everyone
was... It was unbelievable, wasn't it, man?
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, it's fantastic. I mean, it was a massive win. You're going to the bridge. It's never easy playing at the bridge. We all know that. It's a first win in like 7 years, is it? You know, 2-0 win, you know, we'll take that. And then the confidence we'll take into the Liverpool game as well. So hopefully we can beat Liverpool. I'm really confident about our game. You know, it's a massive game in every aspect. So hopefully we do get the 3 points against them. But yeah, it's just... our messages basically after the game on Monday, I was just hanging around, you know, just the United stand, obviously you must have heard of them. I was with them, and then there were some Chelsea fans. This was outside the ground, and there were some Chelsea fans, quite a lot of them outside the pub. So I thought I'll go there, you know, have a chinwag with them, have a conversation with them, you know, there's no harm in that. And obviously, you know, Chelsea fans, United fans don't get on well, but anyways, one of the lads, he started throwing abuse at me. He started, you know, making racist comments towards me. And, you know, I was quite upset about that. You know, I was angry. I was upset as well. And my message is that, obviously, the way I reacted, I was quite angry and that, you know. But luckily, obviously, there were some Chelsea fans there who were really friendly and really supportive. And they were backing me up, you know, they were there for. So I have to say that one thing, Chelsea fans were quite nice.
It didn't ruin the atmosphere that moment you had, because it was such a good game. I hope everything's all right and you reported it to the right people, because obviously that should be out of the game.
You look at that now, you know, it's people say it's disappeared, it's getting worse, you know. And I've been in that situation the same as you, when I've been abused at football matches for the country. Just don't let them get to you. You know, I know it's hard sometimes. You enjoy that your team's won and you're getting abused. And it should, no place for it in society. Mind football, walking down the street and anything, you know. It's disgusting. And I hope these people are ashamed of themselves, what they've done over a football match, and give their heads a wobble and get into the real world. And I'm just glad him is okay and he enjoyed the 2-0 victory.
Yeah, sounds like he handled it in the right way.
Yeah,
you know, don't react. Yeah. We see it in football. People who think it's gone are kidding themselves. It isn't. Yeah. It's not as bad as it was when me and you were going back in the day. Yeah. But, you know, we don't want to see anything like that. And I think you've done well to not to react and just to enjoy the win, which is what winds them idiots up more than anything.
Yes.
Yeah, Imi, thank you very much for your call, mate. I hope you really did enjoy that Monday's game and hope it didn't spoil too much afterwards. But thank you very much for your call. 0345 111 7625. We've got a load of callers. I do want to speak to these two gentlemen, but, you know, this is your show. So we're going to go to Hamza. Hamza, you okay, mate?
How are you doing, lad?
Hamza, you've got something that I think should be the case with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. What is it that you believe might happen after Sunday?
I think, because obviously before the rumours were that if we do beat PSG, he'll get the job. But obviously we lost 2-0, so I think the next step is, if we beat Liverpool, obviously it's a huge game in the title race as well, and probably Man United can determine the title as well. If we beat Liverpool, they might hand it to Manchester City.
You're thinking then, if Ole beats Liverpool on the weekend, you'd give him the job?
Yes, I would give him the job, yeah.
Oh.
I think it's about... Oh. I know emotion plays a massive part in football. We all love Ole. We're loving this football. We're loving the results. But I think we have to wait till the end of the season.
Come on, right? This is the talk about 0345.
We said that before.
Treble 1-7-6-2-5. If Ole beats Liverpool, should he get the job?
It's not so much that. And I know what you're saying. I know what the United fans are saying. I'm the same as Jay, same as Joe, same as Chris. We all love Ole. We all want him to succeed. We want him to get the job. But the club aren't daft. They're going to wait until the end of the season and make the right decision for the club. And hopefully it is Ole. Hopefully it is the Gunner, but
we've been here before in a way, and this might sound crackers, but I remember when Giggs stepped in as caretaker manager, and after his first game, we beat Hull, I think, 4-1, and James Wilson got a brace, and he was like, everyone was like, oh, this, he knows United, he's playing, give it Giggsy for permanently, and then I think we got beat off Sunderland, and he was like, hang on a minute. I'm not saying that's the case, well, he's obviously had a longer run, but I think you have to give it a bit of time, give it to the end of the season. If he's good enough to be United manager, he'll have shown at the end of the season, we'll have made top four, maybe won the FA Cup. If it's something like that, then you say, oh, definitely. If at the end of the season we finish seventh, are you still going to be saying, oh, he's the man for the job?
I'm right, not
saying
that. Right now, is he your favourite?
Of course.
Yeah, he's everyone's favourite.
He's doing everything right. Yeah. And if it carries on, then absolutely, I've no doubt that he'll be the United manager. I'm just saying, I don't think a win against Liverpool means that's it. You've got it. I know it was a defeat against Liverpool that straight up broke the camel's back for Mourinho, but I don't think a win against Liverpool means that is it right now. You're the permanent Manchester United manager. I think you've got to wait until the end of the season.
He's the favourite in our minds here in the studio.
Absolutely.
It's a very one-sided argument from us. So if anyone who is watching still believes that there is another man up there who is their favourite, give us a call with your suggestions, please, because we'd love to just open the debate a bit wider. Also, get in the comments section. If you are someone who believes that Ollie, you know, still isn't right for United, you have a different favourite in mind, put it in the comments section. But best off, give us a call and we'll try and get you on 0345 111 7625 on the text 87711. Right, I think we're going to go up to Scotland. Is it Bill?
Yeah, it is. How are you doing tonight, guys?
Very well, Bill. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. You want to talk about January just gone, the transfer window, about lack of investment?
Yeah, I think it was very poor in the club. It tied Ollie's hands a bit. I don't know if it was the club thumbing their nose up at Jose Mourinho to say, look, this is what we can do with the players that we've got that you said were useless, kind of thing. But I think it's just a bit unfair on Ollie. I think he would have stood a better chance against PSG with a little bit of investment. And it's not investment in Ollie, it's investment in the team. And that's what the board seems to have forgotten about. It's not the manager you're investing in, it's the team you're investing in.
Bill, are you frustrated then that this next couple of months for Ollie might be hindered on the fact that he didn't get any resources in January?
No, I think the European side of things is going to be a hard battle to get more than 2-0 over there and not let them score. That's the percentages there aren't looking good. But for the league, what Ollie's done so far in the league, I really don't fear anybody in the league with the players we've currently got. What the investment needed to be was in the team, to improve the team, and they just didn't improve the team in the January window when they had the opportunity. It's just a sad set of affairs, really.
Bill, I'm looking at this. Obviously, we spoke about leading up to the January transfer window. Would Ollie be giving any money now? Me, Jay, Joel spoke and other people. I think if we would have bought big, that would have told me that Ollie was going to get the job. It was his man he was going to bring in at whatever position. And it didn't surprise me that we never spent a penny in January.
No,
you know,
wasn't
it didn't
surprised.
Surprise me. And you're right in what you're saying. It's like the board saying to Mourinho, listen, the players you brought in, the players we've already got are good enough for the job. We know we're not, if we want to down at the top table of European football, they're not good enough. We proved that against PSG.
Yeah.
We're still four or five players missing if we really want to have a good go at the league and the European Cup. So let's see what happens. If Ollie gets the job, then obviously hopefully he'll get a war chest to bring in the players he needs and ship the players out he doesn't fancy. So the next window is going to be massive, whether it's for Ollie or the next manager, whoever that may be.
Yeah, definitely. I think
it would be a mistake to replace Ollie simply because of the backroom staff that he's currently got.
Yeah, I agree. His backroom staff's been he's done really well bringing back Mickey Phelan, for example.
Yeah,
that was a masterstroke.
The match, they're all huddled together discussing. It's not the manager on his own and then telling them what's going to happen. It's a whole unit, a whole team that's working together. So I think it would be a real mistake to replace that because they're working as a team. They're not being an ideology, if you like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Bill, thank you very much for your call.
Cheers, Bill.
Man, Bill, we're going to go straight from Bill to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Oh, Dave, where are you? You're in a spaceship.
It's sounding like that. Smash up.
Is that a rave?
I'm in Dudley, it's just my
times
are a bit faulty. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, obviously. Go on, Dave,
yeah,
sorry, go on, mate.
Last time I found up, he said Dave was in his cave, so that was quite funny.
Oh, Dave was in his cave. How did I not forget Dave's cave? You've got an opinion on Ollie going to Solskjaer.
He should have been given the job after the Chelsea game.
Straight up. Because it was that good of a performance for you.
We lost that game. We boss that game like we're going to boss Liverpool. They got a chance. No chance.
I like the confidence.
I do like the confidence, Dave. Man. So there is no one out there. You right now will be so confident to give that Ollie the job permanently right now.
Well, if you look at it, obviously, my feelings is not like number two. Then he's got Carrick, but who's in the stands? Fergie. We don't need no one else. He's got the best in the stands.
I think if Solskjaer does get the job, Dave, I think they're the impediment that they've got to stay. Mickey Phelan's got to stay. Kieran McKenna.
Michael
Carrick. And the goalkeeping coach. Well, it's a bunch. If you look at what Bill said, the last caller, if you look at Mourinho, it was like he was on his own.
Well, Farrier left. Was it really Farrier left as yeah. well there? So that was like he was on his own, even more,
you know what I mean? The world was against him. Yeah. When it seems now, when a goal goes in, they're all together like a happy family, and that's what we want.
We do, and I get what the lad's saying about, you know, after the Chelsea game, give it to Ollie. We've had someone else after Liverpool, give it to Ollie. But it's just, I keep coming back to this, and I think it's true. There's a long season left.
Just going on, obviously, where Dave's from, Dudley, obviously, I'd like to pay him respect. 61 years ago, today, the date the great Duncan Edwards passed away.
From Dudley,
you know, yeah. I've been down there paying respects. Obviously, not today, a few years ago. Never seen him play live, seen the video, spoke to people who watched him play, said he's the best thing ever, you know, and respects goes to his family who were still with us, you know, and God rest his soul and what a player he was.
Bobby Charlton said he's the best player he's ever seen.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Good enough for me.
Good luck. Yeah. Well done, Worthy. Right, thank you very much, Dave, for your call, mate. If you agree with Dave, should Ollie got the job after Chelsea? Should Ollie get the job after Liverpool if he wins? What are your opinions? Two texts here and we'll get to some comments. Brendan, how bad was Lukaku at Chelsea? He should have...
I thought he did all right.
You thought Lukaku did all right?
I thought he did okay.
It wasn't worth.
I know it wasn't, but it wasn't one of his worst performances in the United team.
No.
I thought he did okay.
He did
okay.
I still don't think he's good enough.
No, I'm not saying
that. I don't want to be negative. I feel a bit for the lad because it was a good performance and we start singling him out anyway. But I still think
you're going to single him out, Jay, if he's not scoring.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfair on the lad. I honestly thought he did okay. It's all about opinions.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm not saying he set the world on fire or he was rubbish. I thought he did okay, you know. And I thought we can go along with the team, you know. I thought Mata was great in coming inside, yeah. You know. We spoke about Herrera. There's nothing to say about Big Paul, you know. Lindelof was superb again, you know.
I thought Smalling
was great.
Smalling was back, you know, back in the races.
What more can we say about our second choice goalkeeper?
Unbelievable.
Is he a better goalkeeper? I know he didn't have a lot to do in the game, but is he a better number two in the Premiership? Because I can't think of one.
No.
Who comes in now and again?
Gents, we've got to take a break. I just want to give a big shout out to everyone watching live. Ryan Pearce, Ben Rutter, United Van Cam, Ben Porter, Matt Hodges. Make sure if you're watching Ryan Lee, Andrew Field, Sam Hurst, give us a call if you're watching live. I want to have a chat with these boys. Right, coming up, I know that I've got on the line Keith, I've got Abdul, I've got Kieran. They're going to be chatting with me right after this.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show. Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome to the Full Time Devils Takeover. My name is Joe McGrath and this is XS Manchester. We're speaking Manchester United for the next 40 minutes and we've got you on YouTube and across the world on the radio with Jay and Webby in the studio. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
We are going to be previewing Liverpool and we're going to start talking about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, of course, and some Manchester United players. This one from Youngie in Drawsden. He says, our next six games before the international break will define our season and maybe our future. There's two home games and four away. But whatever the outcome, Ollie and Mick will be our permanent management team. The fans haven't been happier and they're seeing on the pitch what this. The fans haven't been happier with what they're seeing on the pitch since Fergie retired. 87711 on the text. Get into the comments section and we'll come to you and read your comments out. But the best thing you can do is give us a call 0345 111 7625 and let's get through these callers. Keith is on the phone. Hello, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Keith. Kieran, are you there? Okay, well, we don't have any callers, which is not a bad, it's not a good thing. I think we're having a bit of trouble with phone box. Hopefully, we can phone fix box. That, because I couldn't hear either Keith or Kieran then. Let me just ask you then, gentlemen. Sorry, I'm going to fix this. Let me just ask you about Liverpool. Liverpool's the next big game. It is on Sunday. We can't wait. Let me just try Kieran and Keith. Kieran and Keith. Nope, nobody's there. Wonderful. It's the next big game for Ollie. It's the next challenge, as you'd say. There was rumours that Marshall Lingard could be in the squad, but if not, how are you looking, or how do you think Manchester United should set up against Liverpool, Jay?
If Lingard and Martial aren't there, I would be tempted to start the same team that started against Chelsea, but for me personally, I'd swap Lukaku for Sanchez.
And the keepers.
So and the keepers, yeah. Sorry, yeah, obviously, yeah. Spanish Dave back in. But that's yeah, my personal choice. I just think of the two, Lukaku and Sanchez, I know neither of them have hit the heights that we've seen at the previous clubs, but I just think I'd go with Sanchez over Lukaku, and obviously I'd keep Matter in.
Great call. I can't not be there at all, Jake. I think he would go that. Be very surprised if they both started with the injuries they've had, you know.
Yeah.
The word on the street that Lingard's not nearly there.
Right.
If he's fit enough, then he plays for me, you know, because his movement will cause him trouble, you know. If you look at the game at Anfield, didn't we take him off or move him around, and it give Robertson more licence in the second half, didn't we? You know, in the first half, he kept him quiet, you know what I mean? Because he's a big part of their attacking is the full-back at Liverpool.
Getting forward, yeah, especially.
Forward,
well, but Trent as well. Trent Alexander-Arnold as well on the other side. But you can have Rashford getting at him and keeping him quiet.
Yes. Right, we just had a fault with a bit of our phone system, but we would love Abdul Ahmed. Give us a call back. We should have Dan from Blackburn on the line. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, all right.
Hi, Dan. Throwing you into the deep end here, Dan. We've not even spoke to you beforehand.
I know.
Just seeing if this phone line works, so we just want anyone who called originally, just make sure you give us a call back. Sorry about that, little technical glitch, but like you can hear, Dan from Blackburn is on. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, good man. What do you want to speak about?
I was just going to say, you were talking about Ole and... Is he the man for the job? I don't know about you guys, but I've just got a bit of a fear that there's a big difference with how he's come in to the club. Whereas, obviously, you know, Moyes and Van Gaal and Mourinho, their remit when they joined the club wasn't do what you can and, you know, hopefully, you know, win some games and do all right. It was, you're meant to be winning the league, you're meant to be winning the Champions League. And I just fear that what we should have done was just given Ole the job in the first place, not giving it to him as, well, do this for now and we'll see what happens. Because it's kind of put us in a catch-22 now where he's doing well, so we've got to give him the job. Then he gets the job, and then the pressure's on, and maybe it all changes, and then... You know, then it goes wrong from there. I don't know what you guys.
Yeah, I know exactly what you think about. Do you worry about that, Jane? If something doesn't go well for Ollie,
I get where he's coming from. Actually, it's almost like, do you remember Di Matteo?
Yes,
he
yes.
came in, didn't he, at Chelsea?
Yeah,
had this sort of wonderful time, this wonderful 3 months or four.
Won the European Cup,
won the Champions League, won the FA Cup. Everyone was loving it. It's amazing, and then he sort of went right. Yeah, you can have the job full time, and he got sacked by December.
Yeah.
So I get where you're coming from, that bit of longevity, and I think if you had to give it Ollie straight away, then you know he knows maybe in a transfer window he's got signings to come in. I just think the thing we have to remember is that, yeah, we're on the sort of crest of a wave, but I keep going back to it. I just think we need to sort of see where we're at the end of the season.
Definitely.
Don't get me wrong, at the minute, if you ask me yes or no, yes, I think he will have the job at the end of the season. I think he'll have earned it, but I just think we have to wait and see because it's still relatively early doors yet. He's had a phenomenal run and a phenomenal record so far, but I think we should take stock at the end of the season and then make a decision then, and hopefully he'll have had a successful season and we'll say, yeah, the job's yours full time.
We had Keith and Kieran on, and hopefully we've got Keith on the phone now. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
It feels like a long time coming, this, Keith. I've seen your name on hold for a while. Sorry we had that glitch, mate. You're on. You're talking about Liverpool. What are you thinking?
Confident. First time for everything. Not been confident for a while. I mean, I've been confident under Ollie, but under Mourinho, it was like, I was never confident for a game.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in his third season. I wanted to talk about Chelsea as well.
Yeah, of course, right? Man. Like, yeah. Talk away.
I think we just played them off the park, to be honest. I agree. I think Lukaku put a shift in. Like, not as a striker much, but more as like a midfielder. He like a Fellaini type player. You know, like one of them proper strong players that can just bully them off the ball a lot.
But I mean, do we want a bit more of the finishing element?
Of course we do. You know, I totally understand what Keith's saying there. It's obviously Lukaku's going to get the praise when he scores goals. Obviously, at the moment, he's not scoring a lot of goals, even though his record under Ollie is quite good, minutes per goals. I like what Jay was saying before. I like the idea of Sanchez, you know, going at Liverpool, you know, will he go Lukaku? It's all ifs and buts who's going to be fit, but Lukaku's struggling at the moment, you know, and a feel for the kid, you know, but will he come good? Will he be there next season? Only time will tell. I don't think he will be, but we're going to get our money back.
I do feel for him. I think he gets a lot of stick, Lukaku, and some of it's warranted, granted. Some of it is a bit OTT. Some people are now just keen to get on him at all sorts of nonsense where I don't even think sometimes he doesn't do anything wrong and he gets grief anyway. You know, people highlighting, like when Pogba made the run for the goal, I saw some memes going around. Lukaku's not made that run, like that was a bad thing when, you know, two players making different runs or whatever. But I just feel that if push comes to shove, his confidence has gone. And I just think that I don't know if he's going to get it back to the level it needs to be to be a Manchester United player. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it proves me wrong. I hope it proves me wrong on Sunday and plays well and scores goals and we win. But I just don't see it happening for him.
Keith, would you start Lukaku on Sunday?
No. Possibly. I'd start Lukaku. I'd play the 4-4-2 diamond like we did against Chelsea. I'd keep Mata in the team. And seeing as all Martial's out, which, I mean, it looks like Martial's out, I'd play. Mm-hmm. I'd play either Greenwood or Lukaku.
If Greenwood. Throwing Greenwood into the mix.
He was injured, Greenwood, for Chelsea, wasn't he? Because I think Ollie said he would have took him. Yeah. He would have played a part, only if he'd have started, but he might have been on the bench. Yeah. But I think he's carrying a knock, which is a shame.
Yeah, Keith, great caller, man.
He didn't play the day before in the under-18s, played up at City. He was sat in the stands. Obviously injured, never played a part in that. Obviously, did go down to Chelsea, so one for the future, no doubt about it. We'll see him before the end of the season. You know, he is a great player and it's only going to bear fruits for Manchester United Football Club once he gets that run in the team because the kid is class.
Keith, thank you very much for your call. Mick caller there. Kieran, you're on the line, mate. Thank you very much for your call. What do you want to talk about?
I don't think Solskjaer's good enough for United.
Oof. Well, there you go.
What a statement. Thank you very much, Kieran, for the call.
That's
what I like to see.
Do you know what I mean? Someone who's not sitting on the fence, saying it how he thinks it is. Tell us why, Kieran. You must have.
He's just not experienced enough for us. I think we should get someone like Poch with Premier League experience. And I know he's not won anything with Spurs, but
But if you look at those, say, not experience, you've got two men around him who have played or have been involved in over 1,000 games in the Premiership, you know, and they're good to have a Mickey feeling, you know what I mean? You can't knock the job he's been doing. Everyone, Solskjaer's getting all the praise, and rightly so. You've got to say a big thank you to Mickey Phelan as well and Michael Carrick.
I get where you're coming from, and I understand where the lad's coming from as well. One thing that has surprised me a little bit with Ollie coming in and having his success is it's almost like this revisionist theory on Pochettino. All of a sudden everyone's saying, oh, Pochettino's rubbish, he's never won a trophy and all the rest of it. His work's a bit of a minor miracle there at Tottenham. Spent no money. They're still just about in the mix for the title challenge.
And they're just below Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Pochettino has done an excellent job at Spurs. I think Ole, if he carries on doing the job that he's done at United, I think he will get the United job and I think he deserves it. But I think we should wait until the end of the season. I'll keep repeating myself, but I do think we should wait. But I think some people have got a bit carried away with criticising Pochettino because we saw it against Dortmund. I know that's only one game.
Jay's done an absolute tremendous job.
Not spending any money and having to sort of deal with injuries and the rest of it and still kept him competitive in the Champions League and in the league this season. I think he has done well.
He's done a great job, Jay. No, I'm not going to the fact that, but the question is, like, I actually seen an ex-Tottenham player saying he wouldn't come to Old Trafford. You know, I nearly fell off my chair laughing. That's no disrespect to Tottenham football.
Well, there's this talk of the new stadium.
If it ever opens. That's a complete and utter joke. But at the end of the day, if he get offered the United job, he will walk to Old Trafford down the M1.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. He will walk there. What will happen? We don't know.
Say thank you to Kieran for your call, mate. Do you want to say anything before our next caller?
No, I just like the way he came in.
Straight in.
Oh, he's not good enough.
Ahmed, all the way in the United Arab Emirates. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm big fan of the show. Big fan of Full Time Devils, actually.
Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you.
The floor is yours, mate. What are you thinking about Manchester United at the minute?
To be honest, I mean, we need...
Oh, not one.
No.
Ahmed.
Where's he calling from?
Ahmed. Oh, one sec. Are you still there, Ahmed?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, mate. I thought you'd gone. I thought you'd gone. I thought we lost you. Go on, Ahmed.
No, I mean, for me, we need to wait until end of the.
Oh,
yeah, I know what he was saying there. I know what he was saying.
Finish it for him.
He was saying we need to wait till the end of the season.
Yes, sure. To get Ollie. Listen, Ahmed, we love you. Thank you very much for your call. We'll try and get you on next week.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for calling all the way from the. Wow, it must be warm over there. Yeah. Sorry that we just couldn't get you on, but thank you very much for your call. We're going to speak to. We've got Peter on the line. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, hello.
Peter, if you've got us on in the background, can you turn us down? Right, let's play a game of Where's Peter From? Peter, just say hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Right, where's Peter from? Don't answer, Peter. Don't answer. This is a game. Where's Peter from, Webby?
Ashton.
No. Where's he from?
He's from Kent.
No. Think about it. Think about United. Think about... Say something else, Peter.
What shall I say? Maybe my English is quite good, so maybe he cannot reckon where I'm coming from.
Where do you think he's from?
Holland.
Norway! Well done, Peter from Norway! Peter, how are you?
He threw us because his English is better than ours.
Peter, you
say Salford.
You're all the way in Norway. Ollie at the wheel, mate. How has it been over there? Yeah. Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer being Manchester United manager.
Yeah, of course, all the United supporters are very, very proud. And I just like to rewind back to the 16th of December and see the team, what the other manager put out that day on the Liverpool game, and comparing what the reality is now for United. And it's incredible, I think. It's incredible. One very good thing he did was to shift on Fellaini. I think that was a very, very good thing he did.
Jay can't say anything on that.
Thanks. No, I know.
Peter, I think I already know the answer to this question, but would you give Ollie the full-time job at Manchester United?
No.
I reckon they should wait until the season is finished.
Peter, I agree.
He's a Mould fan.
Yeah,
he wants him back.
Yeah. No, Peter, you're right in what you're saying. Obviously, I've got quite a lot of friends over from that neck of the woods, and obviously, there was a bit concerned at first, you know, how he was going to react, how he was going to do. But like you're saying, everyone's going to the match now with a spring in the step. Everyone's looking forward to a match day under the previous manager. That was the worst part about the day, was the 90 minutes of football you had to play. And let's have it right, Jay. It was on
the football.
Football was on the ball. Solskjaer has made 99.9% Manchester United fans happy again, and that other 1% are just clueless. And people are still moaning now that he shouldn't get the job. But for me, you're spot on. Let's wait till the end of the season. Nothing rust, and make the right decision for both Solskjaer and the football club.
Peter, a prediction for the Sunday's game against Liverpool. What are you going for?
No, I go for 2-1, but I just like to say also one thing is like, let's just take the 6 years we had now. It's like the sky is more blue. There's more positivity around everything, and I'm so happy. Even if it doesn't go the right way on Sunday, I mean the football is much, much better now.
Yes, it is.
That is the main thing.
Well done,
that
Peter. Thank you very much for your call, Peter, all the way in Norway. Right, I've got Abdul, I've got Peter, I've got Vicky coming up on the phone. We are going to be here till 7 o'clock. 18 minutes of chat, Manchester United chat. Get in the comments section, by the way, if you want your comments read out, and we'll get to you right after this.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
This is the Full Time Devils takeover on XS Manchester. Thank you very much for listening. 11 minutes left of Manchester United chat. No, thank you very much to everyone in the comments section. Let us know in the comments if you want a shout out. We'll give you a shout out. To Liverpool fans in the comments section, why are you watching this stream? Get off. Thank you very much for listening on the radio as well. And if you've downloaded the podcast, thank you for downloading. We have got four callers on the line. I'm going to go straight to Abdul. Hello, Abdul.
Hey, how you doing, mate? You alright?
Yeah, I'm very, very well. I'm very well. And
what saying? How are you guys doing? Good?
Yeah, good, yeah, man. Good, mate. You've got a little opinion about the future. Not the future. What's happening on Sunday?
Yeah, man. I hope we're going to beat them. But sorry about last week. I didn't really have a rat, so that was me last week. Sorry about that, guys.
All right. Yeah. Now we know. No, Abdul, when you see what happened on Monday, do you believe that that's the sort of team he needs to put out to win?
I think, to be honest with you, Liverpool, I'm always confident that we'll beat them, but I watched them against Bayern Munich and they went toe-to-toe with them. They are a class team. They have improved a lot. And I think in order to beat them, we're going to have to play maybe Pogba in a diamond at the tip and then put Fred where Pogba plays on the left and give it a bit more freedom. I think that would work. What do you guys think?
To be honest with you, I get where you're coming from, and I think Fred, everyone's sort of forgot about him, but there's a decent player there. It's just, I don't know if throwing him in against Liverpool is the answer, to be honest with you, because he's not had that much game time.
I think if we give him Sanchez and Fred a chance, I think that they're two European, not heavyweights, but Sanchez is like a top world class player. I know he's lost it, but this is literally his last chance, I think. And maybe Fred, I think he's Brazilian and he's international. I don't understand. It just baffles me how we don't play him. Like, for sure, a midfielder sometimes he's class.
So was Cleberson.
I knew you were going to say Cleberson. Very World Cup winning Brazilian. He's dreadful.
Fred's both footed. It's like he's both footed. He's nimble. He can link up the play. He just needs a couple games.
I get where you're coming from. The only concern for me is to throw him in against Liverpool.
I think I might see Fred at Sellers Park Wednesday night.
Yeah, I could do. Yeah.
What you thing I wanted to say quickly.
Yeah, go on.
I don't think we get enough ratings for how many youths we pull out, man. We pull out Rashford, we pull out Lingard, we pull out how many like youth development players Man United pull out, like all these Tottenham, they talk about Harry Kane, fantastic player, but we pull out year after year, Mason Greenwood, Sahith Chong, on the bench we got Pereira. We don't get no credit from these English press.
He's got a good point there.
Yeah, he's got a good point.
Phil Foden plays against Newport, you never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
We got top players like Rashford, one of the best centre forwards in the league, Lingard, one of the best tens in the league. I never fancied, to be honest with you, but he's a top player now. He's starting for me every game. But we don't get enough credit, mate. And plus, we've got another Norwegian. Just sign him up now, man. The guy's the next Zidane, trust me. Tactical now and everything. He's a top guy.
Abdullah, thank you very much for your call, mate. Always good to get you on.
Strong opinions, I like it.
We are running out of time, but next week we are here again from 6 p.m. So if you couldn't get through this time, get on next week. Justin, how are you, man?
How you doing, lads? You good, yeah?
Yes, thank you for your call. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, what would you do? Would you give him the manager after Sunday?
Do you know what? Regardless of whether we beat Liverpool or not, I personally think give him the job. I think he's done very well for us so far. He's lifted the mood since this fraud has been gone. And, you know, he's part of Ferguson's dynasty, so he knows how to try and play football, attack, win games and stuff like that. And I'd just say, just give him the job. Let's take a risk. Forget all this, he's not experienced and stuff like that. Let's just take a risk. Let's let's take a proper risk. The other risks that we had with Moyes and all that clearly didn't work. Give him the job. He's done well. Let's back him in the transfer market as well. Hopefully we can get Koulibaly, get rid of some of the deadwood, and let's really kick on next season, man.
Yes, yeah. Indeed, man. Right. I mean, that was straight to the point there, Justin. Yeah. I feel like it was a rally cry, something like Webby would do. I'm loving it.
No, so made some great points there, Justin. You know, obviously, we're going to still say it's going to be like, I'm going to say it again, end of the season. The board will know what the decision is.
Do you know
is.
What I think the biggest game for him might be?
Wolves.
I think that's the one. I think if you don't win against Liverpool, people say, okay, it's Liverpool. We know we're far behind them. Yeah. If you PSG, we're 2-0 down already, we know Pogba. Yeah. Yeah. But I think getting outside a cup against Wolves, that's when people might start thinking, is he really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm not saying that should be the case. I just think that might end up being the one that's the most important one, because I think people can sort of understand you're not beating Liverpool and not beating PSG. But when that's your only chance of the trophy, really, I think Wolves could be the big one for him. I think, you know, if he gets there or thereabouts in the FA Cup, he might give himself a chance.
Definitely. I reckon we'll beat Wolves, but Molineux is always going to be there. Well, they've proved to be quite a difficult place to go this season, but I think I'm confident we'll beat Wolves. I'm pretty confident as well that we're going to we'll beat Liverpool. Not like we'll hammer them or anything. It will be a tight game. We'll have to obviously watch the front three, but I think we'll do well, especially if Martial and Lingard are potentially fit. Mm-hmm. I think we will beat Liverpool, but give Solskjaer the job, back him in the transfer market, and let's really kick on next season, because I really think we can challenge next season again.
Yes, great caller, Justin. What a caller. Thank you very much for giving us a call, Justin. And we're going to go straight to, because we've only got 4 minutes left of the show. It's gone rapid. Vic is on the phone. Hello, Vic.
Hello,
Vic.
What's going on? You alright?
Yeah, good.
Very, very well, mate. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Just quickly, I just wanted to talk about, it's mainly for the people that said that they didn't want Ollie in the job. So just a question, if Ollie was to pull out to the end of the season, win the FA Cup, would you then change your opinion because effectively he's effectively done better than what Poch is doing with Tottenham at the moment?
True. I mean, look at Tottenham, you would say that they've not got much going for them this season, although they could do a good Champions League run.
They're not that far behind in the league.
The thing is as well, Liverpool and City have got to go to Spurs, haven't they?
Yes.
So they're not out of the league. I think it's difficult for them, I'll be honest with you.
They play Burnley Saturday early doors. It puts the pressure right on them two, doesn't it? Puts the pressure right on them two for the match against us and whoever City play. But fair play, what you said before, Jay, is kept that squad ticking, playing decent football with injuries and no additions. So you can't help but say to the man, listen, there's a top job there. There was a lot of talk about him going to Madrid, wasn't he, as well?
Yeah, I think going back to what his point there, if Ollie wins the FA Cup, I think everyone will want him to get a job.
Well, Vic is still there. We have had another call from Norway now. Don't go crazy, but he is a Spurs fan, but he's from Norway and wants to talk about Ollie. Hello, Espen.
Just letting anyone.
No, because he's from Norway and he wants to talk about Ollie. Espen, you okay, mate?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm very, very good. Now, you've got a little opinion on Ollie and Poch. How do you see them two matching up?
No, actually, I think Poch has done a very good job. And I'm a Norwegian Spurs supporter. But I actually want to switch Poch for Solskjaer.
Not a chance.
Do you want Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer at Tottenham?
Say, to be fair, I'll be a Spurs fan if they win the league this season.
Of course. Yeah, but I mean, if you got the chance now to switch Poch for Solskjaer, would you have done it?
Us as United fans. He's throwing it back in our faces, hasn't he?
Not in a minute.
No,
I wouldn't.
Maybe.
That'd be that bonkers decision.
No.
Imagine that.
Vic is on the line. Vic, what would you do? Would you swap?
Nah, no chance. You can't do that.
Good lad,
yeah. Imagine that madness.
Worst thing that have happened, it could happen, you know.
Vic, thank you very much for your call, mate. Espen, so over there, you definitely think Ollie could be the right man for United. You even want him at Spurs?
Yes, I mean, I think Poch has done a tremendous job at Spurs, but he's not very fond of silverware, is he? So I think with comments like that, I think we need to get... At Tottenham, we need some trophies. Of course, Champions League is the big thing, but we need some trophies. And I think that Solskjaer has a totally different mindset. He's going for the trophies because it's in his veins. He just loves to win.
He does love to win. Espen, thank you very much for your call, mate. You're all right for a Spurs fan.
For a Spurs fan.
Yeah, he does. Thank you for your calls. Right, I think that's it. We're going to be talking to us for about a minute and a half. Thank you very much for your calls. I want to give some shout outs if you've been watching from the beginning on YouTube, so put it in the comment section and I'll get to you. Jay, we'll go to you. Liverpool, what's going to happen on Sunday?
It's going to be 1-0 to United thanks to a 97th minute penalty after Ander Herrera is brought down
by Ian Rush
disgracefully in the box
by Ian Rush.
And Paul Pogba slots it home, and I'll settle for that.
I'll do Webby's final word after I give a shout out to Will, yeah, buddy on YouTube, Andrew Hall, as well as Timothy. I want to give a shout out to Will Hudson, Charles as well for watching. I want to give a shout out to Raymond, as well as Aaron BM. Thank you very much for obviously being a part of the show. We're back next week on Thursday at 6 p.m. Get your calls in nice and early. And now, Webby, it's time for your final word.
Yeah, obviously, the match Sunday, great match, biggest game in the Premiership, always has been, always will be. Both sets of fans, it has been well for the last few years. Let's keep these stupid chants out about disasters, you know. Come to the ground, enjoy the game, support your team, and hopefully United victory. I'm going for United 2, Liverpool 1, but let's keep out all this stupidity. We know what it's about, I don't need to mention it. Come and enjoy the game, both sets of fans, and let's go home and males be happy and they're very sad. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Say bye-bye.
Manchester United Football Social. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss a show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.